grandmother as Flamingo. My grandmother is turning into a flamingo. She already sports a shepherd's crook for a neck, legs as thin as garden canes and webbed flippers pilfered from bats for feet. Soon a curved belly pump of a beak, muscle black, will take the place of her mouth. Arms will be lost to a carnival of feathers. Eyes, once borrowed from a spring sky, will be tangerine marbles. She started learning the ways of the flamingo while sleepwalking, shucking bathwater for imaginary shrimps, standing on one leg in the kitchen as the full moon tuts, and scanning the horizon for the best weather for flight. I won't be able to stop my grandmother once she's ready to take off from the garden. Can only hope her newfound freedom might untether me from the apathy she left behind, grounding me for years.